3 minutes in. It's not that bad. Still rambling.
Okay.
All right, here we go. And a one. And a two. And welcome to the Tales from the Longbox podcast. This is episode 36. I had to double check. Comic talk. Time for some comic rambling. My name is Chris Mosby.
I'm Rambling Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
And let's see, episode's Comic Talk. Oh, sorry, I need to sip there. And we're going to be talking about stuff we've been reading, maybe some news from C2E2, if there's actually any. And just whatever tickles our fancy, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you say that about the lack of news from C2E2. I agree with you. It's it doesn't nothing I've read so far, or almost nothing. Let me take that back. Almost nothing that we've read so far, either on CBR or Newsarama or just or DC Access, All Access, or whatever those things are called.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a rehash of the news we've been hearing for weeks now. I mean, I think that's one of the symptoms of the internet is that we got this news already, and for some reason, they couldn't hold on to most of this news to announce at the con.
Well, and what I've noticed, because they did it at what con was it? WonderCon, I think. It was – you see these live coverage, and there's like basically a capture of a Twitter feed, and you get like a sentence. And, I mean, you really can't – and then it takes like a week later, you finally see somebody actually written it up into a coherent thing. So that's kind of what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing all these, replay of before Watchmen, and Didio says it's the level of talent involved that has him and others excited about before Watchmen.
That's not news? He's excited?
Yeah, no kidding. Though I did get a little, apparently, Bleeding Cool had some people go, and they cornered him at the DC booth, Mr. Didio, and asked him, and apparently this guy's, Cody Walker's his name, his wife is a big Wally West fan, and she's been very cranky. Was very cranky until she got her coffee, and they hunted him down, and, first thing he says, love what they're doing with the DC books, but then she asked about Wally West. Or he says, you're going to ask about Wally West. And no, my wife is really a big fan. And then, let's see.
And he shot her.
No. And his quote was, this is not for you, Dan said, indicating me and by extension Bleeding Cool. This is for her. Now, this wasn't supposed to be quoted, but of course they did. He explained that fans had grown up with Wally West, seen him get married and have children with the de-aging of Barry Allen. It would cheat those fans who grew to love Wally to de-age him as well. But don't go quoting me on that. And of course, they did.
They quoted.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, clever. Hey,
I think it sounds like a cop-out to me, but hey, whatever. They do have some coverage on here. A new Parasite. It's no longer purple. And the most badass Alfred ever, which I haven't read through this whole thing. It doesn't really look like that much.
Where is this non-purple Parasite appearing?
Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. Villain's Journey, Injustice League, Cyborg. Information John's about Cyborg uses boom tube technology, but one in out of every 1,000 jumps, the team gets stranded on Apocalypse until he reboots. Okay. Next up was Aquaman 9, which continues the current storyline, The Others, which I'm digging. I think that's pretty cool myself. What about you guys?
I really liked it, too. I was surprised at how much I liked it. It's got kind of like a warlord feel to it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's – of all the books he's writing, I think that's the one he's running on full cylinders on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say I'm digging it. Like it didn't catch me at first, but this the latest couple of issues have been Well, the latest issue, the latest couple, not really, but this issue, yeah, it really had like a 1970s warlord feel, like from the art to the story to the the world building stuff. Like it just it felt really cool, like something was going on.
I would have actually thought you would have had a problem with this latest issue where it spent the first four pages with almost zero dialogue. But,
I know. I know, but the rest of the story pulled me in, so I was willing to overlook some of that.
Well, if you can do it well, I don't have a problem with that either. Yeah. The first issue of the Punisher series that they redid with Rucka, which I got just because of him, there was not one speech balloon in that entire thing. And I have to tell you, he almost pulled it off. It was very hard to understand. It took a couple issues of dialogue to figure out what the hell happened. No, I take that back. There was a small backup story that did have dialogue, but the main story didn't have any. And it was a very weird vibe to get over.
Yeah.
My only problem, actually, with that issue, because I really liked it as well, was it's another story in the new DC Universe where they're killing off a bunch of unknown heroes in the past. Because that's how Batwing started, is them killing off all of the kingdom.
He saw how well it worked and decided to go with it.
That's right.
But those are the interesting characters. Like, from what I've heard, people that are reading it are, like, really interested in what the kingdom could have been, and now they're gone. And same thing with this. Like, the character that was killed off was potentially a really interesting character who had, like, a neat worldview or a...
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys heard it, but I just caught it in one of... I don't remember which news site I saw it on, but apparently... some little girl or somebody probably in their teens was bothered that they introduced a Muslim character into the book and immediately killed it. She wrote an open letter to Geoff Johns about it. I'm not kidding. They really haven't played it up that much since then. I'm sure I saw it on Bleeding Cool because he loves that kind of stuff.
Oh, good lord.
But I've seen it in more than one spot, actually.
Oh, God. Are people just making a controversy out of just for the sake of controversy?
Yeah, this is true.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, and of course, here's a... I put this on the thing here. The DC Direct... is going to start selling things directly from the website instead of just exclusive to, comic shops. And they've got some stuff here. And I had to stop getting toys and action figures, but I really want one of each of the new 52 Justice League costumes.
I want the Wonder Woman one.
Yeah, that's an interesting pose for her, isn't it? And her boots are black. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
Yeah, her boots are black in the book, too, sometimes.
Are they?
Oh. Yeah, it's okay. Like a really dark navy blue black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, does she have... I'm sorry, I don't have a copy for me. In Wonder Woman, does she have the collar like she does in Justice League?
Let me look. I think I have a copy sitting here. Might be one I haven't read yet. Seems like I've seen her with it on once or twice.
Collar. I can't even think of what her new uniform looks like.
Well, you know the armband that she's got?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's kind of like that, but it's on her neck.
Oh, that's...
Which looks ridiculous to me.
Like a little choker?
Whoa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe Jim Lee doesn't like drawing Adam's apples, but he shouldn't have had to worry about that with Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Now I understand why. Let's see, the other thing they got a viral online New Frontiersman, which was the paper that Rorschach liked, and
Yes. Online. Oh, really? They got an online version of that? No kidding.
Yeah, here's a... I think it goes through the Twitter feed.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, I just saw it this morning. It was just posted 16 hours ago, so, you know. Easy to miss.
Wow, cool.
Let's see. That was...
Oh, hey, real yes. quick. Speaking of Rorschach, but kind of speaking of Rorschach, mm-hmm. I just finished the Invincible, the first Omni of that.
Oh, yeah.
The one where, you know... You know, he it ends with him talking to Alan about you know, what's going on. That is a really damn good book,
isn't it? Though I told you.
And you should actually, if you don't have a copy, maybe I should have photocopied it. But in the back of it, they have the script for the first issue.
Oh, really? In that big thick omnibus?
Yes, the hardcover.
Yeah. The hardcover of it.
Yeah, not the compendium, but the hardcover.
Yeah, I never did. Get those. I might have to.
It's an absolute size, essentially.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They did those. Yeah, the thing I got is just a great big huge book with the first 48 issues in it, no frills.
Right, like my Walking Dead. Freaking dead weight. Book. God.
Yeah, those are really cool too. I'm glad you like that book.
I am too. I was actually looking in the local library for Robert Kirkman stuff to see if they had The Walking Dead. Of course, they don't. They will soon when I'm finished with this compendium, by the way. But that's another story. But okay. They have all the Invincible stuff. So I thought, what the hell? I'll give it a shot. And really good. I mean, again, it's Mark Waid, so I don't know exactly.
Me, Kirkman.
Kirkman. I'm sorry. I was thinking of
Irredeemable.
Irredeemable, thank you. But it was Kirkman, and the guy knows how to do dialogue. I mean, there's no question about it.
So how'd you like the twist in, like, the first eight, like the eighth issue about his dad?
Yeah, spoiler.
I'm not going to spoil it for Murray, but, you know.
Oh, it was really cool. It took me by surprise. I you know.
So did I when I first read it. It was just like, whoa, hello.
Yeah. And again, it was one of those situations where, oh, hey, there's all these cool characters, and now there's not. But yeah. So they kept the one, the immortal. Great book.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I'm way behind on it. I stopped. I was getting it online instead of ordering the copies.
I couldn't see reading it as individual issues. I liked it as a. Basically a one, you know, as a graphic novel.
Yeah, see, that's part of the reason why I stopped buying it like that. For one reason, he's been so concentrating on all the Walking Dead stuff that he's been really late. And then I had pre-ordered I had six or seven issues that I still had pre-ordered from DCBS. And I've been using the local shop for how long? What, 7-8 months probably? And then all of a sudden, I just got this shipment from them, and there's all of them right there. It's been so long since I've read them, I've forgotten, you know, some of the stuff that's going on. So I just kind of – I might wait.
I wonder if that's the way his books read better. Like, I wonder if they read better as
– yeah, see, now, after the show came out and I read the seventh volume, the hardcover Walking Dead, uh-huh. I started buying it. Online an issue at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't do that after a while. I was like, no, man, I got to get it in one big chunk. It was just too, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, I think it reads better in trade, personally.
Yeah, like when I read it in trade, I read it and I try to figure out where the issue breaks are, and mm-hmm. and usually I can't. Like it all kind of moves seamlessly from one story, or I mean, it's always one story, but from one issue to the next. Mm-hmm. So I can't really tell where he's ending the issues. So yeah, I would think reading it issue by issue would be less, I don't know, less of an impact or something, I think.
Yeah.
In the Walking Dead compendium, there are no issue breaks. There's chapter breaks. I think it's like eight chapters in this big compendium thing. But there's no, you know, here's issue one, issue two. It's just all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting a chapter break. I'm like, oh, great. Well, cool. That's very neat. And I don't know where those breaks would have occurred or could have occurred because there's no like dun dun dun.
I have a feeling that he writes those so far ahead in most cases that's why. That there probably aren't. He might not write, okay, here's issue 10, and okay, now I'm going to write issue 11. He might have a plot for, and he does the arcs, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I wonder if the chapter breaks correspond to, like, the breaks where the trades. Well, maybe not, though, because the trades sometimes end on a cliffhanger, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think it's pretty clear that he plans that out as a...
Oh, yeah.
He plans story chunks, whether they're 6 or 7 or 8 issues, and then...
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Speaking of the Walking Dead thing, I'm listening to the novelization of Rise of the Governor.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's really good.
I need to get that then.
Someone was telling me, "Oh, don't listen to that. You'll get all these spoilers for things to come in the comic." I'm like, "No. I don't care. I actually don't. I'm really. Yeah. I'm. He has totally done this huge world building thing in this novel.
Mm-hmm.
there's little moments that have popped that I'm reading now in the graphic novel that are popping up that have been mentioned in the in the Rise of the Governor novel. It's mm-hmm. really." He has. I'd love to see his map, his Bible for this one. He's really being tight about it. There's no like, oops, that's a continuity issue because.
He doesn't. I have never noticed anything like that personally. So.
Kudos to him. Man.
That's why. I mean, I'm trying to think. Well, okay, he's got a new book called Thief of Thieves. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I've heard that he's not writing it.
Well, he's supposedly working on it with Nick Spencer, which probably means he's doing it. He might be under his Skybound imprint, but they've already AMC is already talking about optioning it as another series. So,
interesting.
I wish Nick Spencer would finish the Infinite Vacation book that I had already purchased.
Is that... Who's the artist on that one? That's not...
I don't remember.
No, it's not Liefeld. It's
because
somebody else.
He came out with that and got into issue 2, and then he got a job with Marvel, and it was months and months and months and months before the next one came out, and I think I got one more issue out of it, and I've already paid for the whole series. So... I mean, you know, I've got a whole bunch of stuff like that in my... still left on DCBS that... just hasn't.
Well, presumably it will come out soon because I don't think he's doing much for Marvel anymore, is he?
I don't think so, no.
That's kind of funny. They made such a big deal about pulling him over there and now
mm-hmm.
he's not really doing it for them.
Let's see. There's a... C2E2 thing, and it talks about all the new books, which it's... I'm just kind of going through it. It does have an awesome cover from a Batman comic. I'll have to forward this to you here. So, what are you guys still reading Batman, I take it?
Bat what?
Yeah. Huh?
No, awesome stuff. I'm behind on a couple of stuff. I have a copy of Batman and Robin that I bought that I haven't read yet, and I'm still two issues behind on Batwoman, which doesn't bode well for her the future of that book in my reading.
I read the latest Batwoman, and I found I enjoyed the first two issues of the latest arc, but I'm finding by the third issue it's not quite. It's not quite, I don't know, like it's, they're playing around with time and stuff, but I don't think that's the confusing part. I think the story is just not quite there. Like it's
yeah, I have to agree. I didn't enjoy it as much as the others.
Yeah. Like I can deal with bouncing around through the 6 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 1 week ago. It's just I don't think there's enough storyline going through the various bouncy around parts that either that or this is a case where the storyline relies on having a bit of a background with Batwoman. I don't know, like I didn't find the first storyline required you to know all of Batwoman's history, and anything you did need to know was in the story, whereas I get the sense that in this Batwoman story, it's maybe tying into stuff that's gone on before, or they're just assuming that you're kind of aware of stuff. I don't know, like I'm just having less of a, or more, it's just trickier to follow this story for me.
Yeah.
That presumption is just irritating me with the new DC universe. They have this opportunity and this claim of bringing in new readers, and they're already getting insular again with that kind of thinking. If that is what is happening, it's time to they need to do previously. Please, for the love of God,
as much as I don't like that, some of these do need it. I admit it. But yeah, I did notice that the first hardcover for the Batwoman art or book is going to have that Batwoman number 0 in it that they put out.
Oh yeah.
In between, which I think, I mean, if you read that, you're good. I'm glad they're collecting that. Because that's when that came out, when they were like, hey, yeah, we're still thinking about this. And I loved it. Anyway. Oh, and yeah, speaking of the we were talking AVX when I was talking about Storm being at some meeting. I think it was in the Avengers, New Avengers number 24 when that happened. I haven't read it yet, but I did buy it. Yes,
yeah, that came out this week, right? I think that was this week. So you were looking ahead into the future.
Yeah, I think I just saw previews of it. So
it's that bouncing around time and thing that you have no problem with, Murray.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Oh. Excellent.
They're meeting the Tesseract at the bottom of the time bubble.
Oh man, but yeah, I just. This sevens, number 7 batch has just been really good. I got a lot of the number 8s I haven't read yet. I'm going through. I've had an extra time since I'm on vacation right now.
Uh-huh. Speaking of the Bat books, you read and enjoyed the Batman, what was it, The Black Mirror? Is that the one that Scott Snyder did?
Yeah, that was okay.
Dick Grayson?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, if you like that storyline.
Yeah, okay.
The current Batgirl issue, or the latest issue, ties into it in a really neat way.
Really? Yeah, I've got that in my stack.
Mm-hmm. I really liked the latest Batgirl. It was good. There were some.
Well, good.
Some good little moments, and I really liked the way Simone kind of played with current DC history. Like, she pulled in stuff from the Black Mirror, and she's weaving it into her story, and she does it in a really cool way. It's a good read.
Yeah, speaking of tying things in, you guys read Nightwing?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know when Batman Nightwing shows up in number 7?
Yes, with the punch.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they act almost word for word that same stuff, because when you see all the stuff that's been going on with him, with the Haley Circus, and he didn't quite get to the part where he found out, what happened. But if you remember in the first issue when we talked about that, however many months ago? Oh, wait, 7 months ago. The guy came off the bus and he was a badass and he was hunting down Dick Grayson.
I remember that.
Okay. Well, the deal was Dick Grayson's parents got killed.
I heard that. Yeah.
So they took him away. Well, he was supposed to be the talent as it was told in here. And it's like I said, it's just a slightly different angle, but it's almost exactly word for word in there that he was supposed to be the talent. Well, that guy that came off that bus was one of the kids that worked with him at the circus. So when he left and couldn't be the talent, they picked him. And they trained him to be an assassin, and it shows some flashbacks, and this guy's just nuts. He tries to burn the Haley Circus down. And they apparently didn't like how he turned out, so they left him for dead. And I don't understand how he can see, but it looks like his eyes have been clawed. He says his eyes were clawed out by owls.
Lovely.
So it was all tied in together. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I'm sorry, clawed out by owls.
Okay. Yeah, they've shown his face several times, and not elves, owls.
Yeah.
Let me see here where it says it. Yeah, they show it from a slightly different angle. But he was behind the whole thing. Oh, I guess you can still see. They never did really explain that part.
Stupid owls.
But that was the deal with that guy.
So he's a talent. Okay.
He was trained as one, but they didn't like... He didn't turn out well.
He didn't go psychotic enough, apparently. Okay.
Yeah. He talks about it. They didn't think I was good enough, so they left me in a forest to die with birds clawing at my eyes.
Nice.
So...
That's an adoption agency you do want to avoid.
Yeah. So all these years, Haley's Circus has been a training ground for talents.
Really? That's kind of...
Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
They should go into the clown car. There's 1,000 of them to choose from. They keep coming in. Clowns are scary.
But yeah, so that's what they did in there. So they tied it in kind of interesting. I'd read the Batman one first, and I got to the Nightwing, and he shows up, and it's just, you know, like I said, just from a slightly different angle. So it was definitely interesting.
All right, so we're doing just general comic talk, right? Okay, so...
Yeah, we can talk about anything you want.
Okay. Bear with me on this, and I've given this some thought, so if I ramble a little bit... First of all, that's the theme here, I think, but...
Yeah, we are kind of rambling.
Okay, so... I was reading the comic. It was an extra length. I don't remember which one it was. I honestly do not. And I found myself, as I was, you know, hitting a certain point in the story where it's like, oh my God, is this going to end or what? And it was extra length. It's like, I've complained in the past, Hades, you know, there's not enough story here. There's not enough pages. And I think that my brain is now being trained, and this is very comic booky, but to accept and to anticipate that stories are going to end at a certain point, like it's going to be 20 pages and that or 22 pages, and that's my comic book attention span now, is that length of pages. So when they start going longer, I start like, oh my God, is this going to end? When's this going to end? I know, it's sad.
I understand. For a long time, I read so much comics, and that was maybe like 10 years ago. I couldn't read a book because it couldn't keep my attention span. You know, it gets just, okay, I should be done with this already. So I just put it on a shelf.
Yeah, it's subconscious. I get that. And you're absolutely right. Because sometimes, even now when I read a book, it's like, oh, come on, let's move on. Pace, you know. I'm almost looking for empty pages, like we get empty panels in comics. But again, it's all subconscious. I really need to. That's why I'm glad I picked up this Walking Dead book, because you know it's huge. I mean, it's 1,000 pages or whatever ridiculous length it is, and I'm trying to retrain my brain. I didn't do it on purpose, but I at a certain point in that, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I've been reading this forever. It's like, well, yes, I have actually been reading this forever. I have been sitting here for an hour reading the same comic book as opposed to, you know, an issue of Justice League or an issue of
right.
of uncanny or whatever that just, oh, it's over. And that I expect that my brain is just going to allow that amount of time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you mean.
I'm just curious if maybe not YouTube or anybody else listening to this, if that's an exclusive psychosis to me, or if other people have experienced that as well. I was going to put that on Facebook, but I wasn't certain how to even write it up. It's almost like I had to ramble it out to
No, I understand what you mean. And I was looking, like I put on my Facebook status the other day. It's like I was reading all those Dreadstars, and I never really paid much attention, but I've read some of the you know, information inside. That was a bi-monthly book, and it was 32 pages. And I'm like reading this, like, crap, this is – how long is this thing?
Yes,
32 pages. Holy crap.
It just keeps going. It won't end.
So, yeah. It's pretty good.
All right. I got that out. Yeah, thank you.
No, that's fine. I do understand what you mean. And I think it comes from being on the internet all the time, too.
There's that too. Yes, the headline mm-hmm. problem where you know okay they have to get it, or the news writing I don't remember what exactly they call that when you're writing it in for a newspaper, but you have to get the lead out immediately. You can't bury the lead, so, and you have to do it quick, and then we move on. Quick, move on.
Oh, here's a. Example of the collar of Wonder Woman here. I'll send it to you. DC Comics Facebook page has a picture from the Justice League books, and it shows five of them standing there, and she's got that collar. You can see it. Huh. Upper right-hand corner. But anyway, yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
I don't think you're crazy there.
Oh, my God. Good. Well, then I won't tell you about the owls.
I have to say that those were some twisted stuff. I've never seen Batman, even when he got his back broke, go down that far. I think he snapped a little bit.
Who?
Batman.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, in the latest issues of Batman?
Yeah, I think it was 5 or 6. I don't remember which one it was. That was something else.
Yeah.
Something else.
Scott Snyder wrote some a Batman that I don't think I've ever read.
No.
That ever.
Oh, me either. No, I have to agree. He's got a handle on it, I think.
Unless Denny O'Neil did some stuff like that back in like the 70s.
Yeah, see, and I want to read that stuff, and I think really the only way to get that is the showcases, probably, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
I still have problems with buying a black and white like that.
Well, are they available on Comixology?
Some of them are, I'm sure.
Speaking of Comixology,
yes.
did I read that they are discontinuing some DC stuff on Comixology? Is that accurate or is that inaccurate?
Only on Kindle Fire is the thing, apparently. I saw that too because I was on their website and they had it just as prominently displayed as ever.
Now, is that the monthlies or just those trades that they made that was such a big hullabaloo a few months ago?
Well, I don't have my Kindle next to me, but I looked yesterday or the day before after I saw that, and if you go into the bookstore and look for comic books, they're still in there. And I looked at some samples of those. I didn't like the way those were laid out because you can't zoom them at all. You know.
But is it just the stuff that was already there, or are they putting new stuff? I mean, that's...
I think it's just the stuff there.
So they're not... So if I were to get a Kindle Fire, mm-hmm. I couldn't get the latest issue of Flash or
well, not necessarily. And I've had to do this in the past before I got my iPad from work. And even in that, because some of the stuff in the Marvel, they don't show on the iPad or the Kindle at all. And some of the other, it just depends on what it is. It's a hit or miss thing. So usually what I do, and I like to do that because I don't like to, you know, pay for things one at a time. I want to do it in one, just get it all done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I go on the website and buy what I want, and everything's on there. And then you just got to sync up your purchases on whatever device you're using.
So, but again, it's the whole idea of these various platforms is you should be able to, again, setting aside your method, mm-hmm. you know, not everybody's going to want to, you know,
I agree. It's a pain in the ass.
They, again, it was such a big deal that they had this deal with it, with the Kindle. And again, they even advertise it in their ads.
Yeah.
Kindle Fire.
Yeah.
In hell, in the latest issues of DC Comics, they advertise.
It was Bleeding Cool where I first saw that thing.
Hmm.
Where they said, I'm trying to find it. That's where, and I posted it in our forum about how they pulled all the stuff off of there. I don't see it. It's buried down. Oh, that's the other thing. Mark Waid's little digital comics thing he's doing. He's launching the Thrillbent digital comics venture May 1st. A good friend of his also leveraged TV show Helmer John Rogers has created the website and quote-unquote comics for the rest of us as a one-stop showcase for all new creator-owned digital comics by a number of established and up-and-coming talents, all eager to work in a wide and eclectic variety of genres. So,
see, that's the thing that I find. I think it's great that he's doing all this digital stuff. Good for him. But I find one of the things that stops me from getting into the digital stuff is that it's all over the place and it's everywhere. Like it's.
Yeah,
I would prefer to have like an iTunes or a
right
like one thing. Like when I go into my digital comics, I have to think in my head, mm-hmm. okay, this is a DC Comics. Did I buy it through DC Comics? In which case, it'll be in my DC app, or did I buy it through Comixology and it'll be over there, or did I buy it through somebody else?
Well,
it's like having all these comic boxes that are unlabeled and and just totally like that.
Speaking of that.
That is tough for my poor little brain.
Has either one of you got your digital version of your AVX to work?
Yeah.
Okay. I still haven't got it. Because you can't go into the Comicology app to look at it. I know that already. You go onto their website, you put the code in, you sign in, you have a different sign in completely on Marvel's website than you do Comicology.
Oh, you're one of those people with multiple passwords, you doof.
Well, you know. I set that up a long, long time ago when I won a month of their digital comic buffet thing. You know, all you can eat for $4.99. I won one from a Dr. Pepper deal.
Right.
So I had that long before Comicology ever became big. So I'm trying to log on to the... you know, the app with the same thing, and it says it's not, you know, wrong password, and I say, send me my password, and it does, and I'm right. And I have yet to be able to get it on there, you know.
So whose fault is that?
I think it's their fault.
Oh, okay.
It's Marvel's fault. Of course.
I think when I got it, yeah, because I bought the physical copy and then I went through, I think, the Marvel website on my computer to download the digital copy, and then I synced it up to my pad.
Yeah, which I can read it online, I have discovered.
I haven't tried to read it online. I can read it on my iPad, and
that's the thing. But
I read it through my Marvel and not through Comixology.
Mm-hmm.
And thus your irritation is founded.
I cannot get it to open up on my iPad. It's like you go to that comic, it says, well, this will cost you $3.99. But I go to, you know, same damn login, and I go, you know, and it's like, okay, well, I can open it up just fine. So I don't know. I don't get it.
Sorry.
No, got no clue.
I
blame the Democrats.
The Democrats?
I don't know. They're in charge, so it must be their fault.
Well, they're not completely in charge. But anyway.
I blame Jack Kirby.
Okay.
He can't defend himself.
Well, sure, why not?
He's dead. He can't. Yeah.
Still making money, though.
Yeah, right. It's Alvis's fault. He's making tons of money.
Probably making more than he was, actually. You ever read any of those comic book comics? Talks about the history of comic books?
Yes, they are good.
Yeah, they're all on Comicology, and they put a trade out with all the issues in one, where you a physical one. But I bought all those, and I haven't read them all, but those are awesome. You should check those out.
Really, really good.
You need to check those out, Caleb.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. It's unlike Voodoo, you need to read that.
You can read Voodoo, too.
I could, but I ain't gonna. Like I said on our Facebook page, no.
Poor Voodoo.
Voodoo. They do the voodoo that I don't do so well.
Okay, come on, be honest. Is that real? You really think that's going to make it through the next round?
Oh.
Come on now, be honest.
I suspect it probably won't.
Well, here's the thing. Are they – books like All-Star Western, they're not good. But it will continue to make it through. Is there a different threshold for different books? Do they expect that books like Voodoo are going to have low numbers, so they're cut it some slack?
I don't know. They yanked Ron Mars off it so fast, I'm not sure what they expected.
Okay. Well.
That's my opinion.
To a point, they have different expectations for different books. But I think in the end, the bottom line is going to be
The bottom line.
Totally.
So
very well said.
Hey, that was all Murray. All I did was finish his thought. Someone mentioned on the Facebook that we might actually within the next week or two we might actually start seeing the number 12 news. So that could be.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true.
We may find out the fates of.
I was hoping they would say something at C2E2, but obviously not.
I don't think they're going to announce cancellations at a con. That's negative news, and that's
yeah, that's a good point.
Even bringing it back to the cons, though, like they don't tend to make big announcements. I don't know, like the panels are all lots of hype, which is what they always have been. But then they tend to be lots of question and answer, and lots like it doesn't seem to be unless you're going to a panel that is. Devoted to a specific writer or artist, you generally just get the hype machine and you get the Q&A and there's very little, I don't know, there doesn't seem to be as much news delivered at the conventions anymore. It's more.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It seems to be coming out before.
Yeah.
Before the con, in which case whoever goes to the con, like the interviewers and stuff, are maybe interviewing people, and those interviews show up around the time of the con or shortly after, or it's a different feel, kind of.
Well, there used to be a time when the internet was not scooping totally. Cons. Though again, like the news about Hawkeye, I mean they. That's the kind of thing I'd like to see more of, is where they do these little teasers. What is that teaser? And then the actual con, they say, okay, this teaser is Hawkeye is getting his own regular series written by Matt Fraction. It's the same team who did Iron Fist will be doing Hawkeye. Now, I predict the future of Hawkeye will be just about the same as the Iron Fist series, but...
It'll be really good, and I'll like it, and they'll cancel it.
And they'll cancel it, absolutely.
That's what happened with Iron Fist.
The Hawkeye will have the push from Avengers, but you know, a lot of there might be some crossover from people who like that movie into the comics. But that was an example, I think, of what Murray, what you said is missing from the cons is new news.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the new news that we might see from cons going forward is going to be the smaller books, the independents.
Yeah.
Because Marvel and DC and Image are unable to keep a lid on it.
Well, there's that. And I wonder, part of it is the reporting. Like, it used to be folks would, like, the people covering the news would treat announcements as a big deal, whereas now the people covering the panels cover the panel in excruciatingly minuscule detail. So you get like every little detail is included in their con report. So you get like the description of what each questioner looks like and how the question was delivered. And it's,
yeah, I do see that.
The news to noise ratio is, I don't know, bigger, smaller, what do you call that when there's just as much noise as there is news? Like, the people reporting are reporting every absolute bit of jabber that comes out.
Because somebody out there saw that the hit number was higher for those types of stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, totally, for sure.
You know, you go to CNN and, oh my God, the most popular story, cruise ships mark Titanic centenary, whatever that word is, you know, or Secret Service agents relieved of duty for sex scandal in Colombia.
Yes.
Whereas we've got fighting going on in Afghanistan, there's people being killed by tornadoes. Those are not top stories for some reason. The idea that the guy dressed as Maggot from the X-Men is asking a question at the X panel. That's the kind of excruciating detail that people like to make fun of, as I just did.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
But it is Maggot, so.
Let's see, what else?
Should have been Stacey X. Am I going to remember Stacey X?
I have no idea.
Stacey X was the prostitute mutant who had the pheromones and stuff. No?
No.
Oh, man, I am the only one who remembers her. Okay, that's fine. I can do
it. Well, you remember, I haven't read Marvel Comics in a while, so that might have been during my gap.
This was right around when Morrison was writing.
I was going to say, that's...
I haven't read that one.
It wasn't a Morrison creation, but it was in one of the other X books that was going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Whew! All right, look at me taking a left turn there. Sorry, man.
Crickets.
Yes.
Let's see. I told you a little bit about it, but they've got a little bit more news on it. This was a couple weeks ago, but... info on the Green Lantern Third Army event. We're going to gear up towards that coming in next couple of months. Around Green Lantern 8 and 9, the Secret of the Indigo Tribe, and all that good stuff, which I mentioned that in Green Lantern Corps and on the Facebook page. Green Lantern Corps, the Guardians decided they failed with the Green Lanterns, just like they did with the Manhunters. So they're pretty much going to make a Third Army in and have them... take over. Probably destroy the Green Lanterns, too.
So, again?
Yeah. Should be interesting. I think they're going to make the Alpha Lanterns it, so...
They're going to make them purple or indigo?
No, they're not going
to. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I haven't read the whole thing, but I've seen it coming for a while, so... Anyway, that's it. What else we got?
Oh my God, we may keep this under an hour. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm just...
I can't allow that to happen.
Well, that's fine. We can fill it. Other stuff you're reading that you're really enjoying that's not the big two.
I read a ton of not big two stuff this week. Nice. A ton. And you know what? I did some digital stuff. I downloaded...
Oh.
Free. I didn't pay for it. I downloaded the free Jonathan Hickman has got like his free number one issues of a lot of his stuff.
Okay.
And they are not for me.
Okay.
Like, I guess I can see why they're big buzzy books and stuff, but they are not for me. I knew his Fantastic Four wasn't for me, but I thought maybe his own, like his creator-owned stuff would be a little different, but it is not. Some of the books he illustrated, and his illustrating style is, I like it, and I don't like it. I don't know that I like it for comics, but I like looking at it. It's got a very kind of poster feel, like it's very, what is the word? It's laid out on the page. Neat, like it's got a neat design sense for sure. Like it's kind of like a poor man's J.H. Williams. Like he lays stuff out on the page really well. It's cool. It doesn't translate to digital at all. Mm-hmm. But if you were to buy it in a book, the way the page looks is pretty cool. It's lots of full page spreads that are filled with little insets and little bits of information and stuff. So it's cool to look at. Mm-hmm. Digitally, it doesn't always translate, but he wasn't making these books with digital in mind. Anyway, so you can't really fault him for that. His style is, it's okay. Like, it's neat to look at, but it's very clinical. It's very kind of cold, almost.
Okay.
But that's how his Fantastic Four was. It almost felt very clinical at times. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, I kind of fell into his when I listened to him do interviews and stuff, he talks about how he likes to write stories different ways and how some of his stories are show, don't tell, and some of his stories are more tell, don't show, and some of his stories have, mm-hmm. I don't know, which led me to think that his stories would sound differently depending on the story, or would have different, but to me, they sounded very, like they read in a similar sort of voice. They read very clinical, very detached.
Mm-hmm.
I had a tough time kind of figuring out or separating characters. Like, to me, the voices were not what was important to him. The story that he was telling was more important than the character voices.
That's part of the reason I stopped reading Fantastic Four or FF is, you know, mm-hmm. all those little kids that were running around, I couldn't tell them apart. And not just because of the art, but because none of them had anything other than the two Richards kids, they didn't really have any individual voices.
Exactly. And with Fantastic Four, at least they look different, right? Like you've got an artist who is crafting people that look like floating heads or like mole creatures or like little people.
Yeah.
But with his books, they're all regular Joes or whatever. And his illustration style is very lots of shadows, lots of shading. So for me, it was really tough to kind of figure out, is this Pope number one or is this Pope number two or is this some other churchy guy? Like I couldn't visually, I could not really distinguish people using the visual cues that I would normally use. So I had to go by voice and what they were saying and. I get why some people would really like his books, but for me, they're not for me.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, if you want individual voices and individual books, I said it before, I'll continue saying it all the way through issue 70, The Boys. The Boys continues to kick royal butt. The latest issue, very bloody, very gory, but very cool. The series is coming to a conclusion here in a few months, and I'll be very sad to see it go. But the timing couldn't be better. They would jump the shark if they went too much longer.
Yeah, that's the concept of that book. I'm sure would make it that way. Yeah.
I recommend when that series is all said and done, Murray, trade paperback it or see if your local awesome library system.
I doubt that to show up in my library.
it's by Garth Ennis, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
It's at least got volume one.
If you have you ever read it?
Oh. Bless you, sir.
Excuse me. I haven't read any of it. So, but it looks like they've got. Yeah, The Boys Volume 1, so I can check that out.
Do me that favor when your mood strikes and you want something over the top.
Want to clean your palate?
Yeah, again, it's kind of like don't read it while eating, kind of like The Walking Dead, don't read that while eating. This is
or watch Fringe for that matter.
Watch Fringe while eating. Yes.
I forget that every time. I was like, I'll come home for lunch, and I'll watch The Fringe. I'm like, oh god, I forgot.
I'll have a big mushy burrito with that, please.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, I will look for The Boys, at least volume one.
Okay. A friend of mine gave me that in a otherworldly digital format. A good chunk of those I couldn't get through the first one, but maybe, you know, if I'm in the right mood, I might read that sometime.
Yeah, I mean, you have to set aside, you know, all of your preconceptions about superheroes and what they're about. You know,
morals, ethics.
Yeah, ethics. There are no ethics in that book, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's cool.
It is, up until recently, there's been rarely any ethics to be seen in that book, and yeah. They've only recently introduced ethics into that type.
Well, I've really been enjoying reading that Dreadstar again. What I had done, I mean, I even have that '90s series I did with Malibu, Baruva. Remember that? They had all those titles and the coupons and all that other crap. But I have that 90s series I bought when it came out, but I never read any of it because I didn't want to spoil that. I've had the complete run for years, just never, you know, had the time to sit down and read it. Now that I've got some time off, I think I've got through maybe six issues. But it still holds up. I mean, you got the 80s, the dialogue, you know, how that sometimes dialogue doesn't quite translate 20 years later. It might be a little cheesy sounding, but it's not that much, and I just really enjoy it. So that's what I've been reading, besides all the good books like Daredevil and the other. Looking forward to reading that Omega Effect crossover.
Oh, God, Daredevil 10.1 was...
Was it?
It was great.
That's a couple down in my... I've got a stack of about 10 or 15 I haven't read yet, and that's one of them.
I'll make time for it.
I will. I'm going to have plenty of time when the wife is unconscious from her eye deal to read as many comics as I like.
She will be so happy when she gets that done. My wife used to have these glasses when we first started dating. She had these glasses that were as thick as my thumb.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she finally upgraded that prescription to like regular glasses. But then when she got the LASIKs. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I mean, we would go on trips and she'd go, oh my God, I forgot my contact solution or I forgot my glasses or some such stupid stuff. And now it's, you know, she still marvels at how amazing.
Well, I'm a little nervous about it cause you know, there's always a chance of something, but
yeah,
but, she saved up for it for a year and cause of course it's not, insurance doesn't cover it. So, but yeah, we're going up later today and checking into a hotel. It's not too far away from the place where we're going to get it done. And first thing Monday morning, she's going to get it done on both eyes. So.
And then she's going to wear those cool Cyclops glasses for a day.
There will be pictures. Just I guarantee it.
Oh, she'll be so happy with you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm going to get it while she's sleeping, though, so that's
important. She'll be able to see the pictures for a day or two.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
You're terrible.
I know, I am. I give her a lot of crap. She takes a lot of crap from me, but, you know, that's just part of my charm.
Exactly.
Charm. Okay, well, wish her luck on that.
Yeah, I will.
From someone who has supported someone who went through that. It's
she's been wanting to do it ever since we met. You know, it's been 15 years, and you know, she actually got a consult on it, and then the first one she did, they said, "Well, no, you can't have it," and she was devastated. She went to got some second opinions, and here we are. So,
excellent.
Yep, she got her eyes dilated on Friday, and they were dilated for about a day and a half. So,
she's like, "No, this is worse."
So yeah, we'll go up, and we'll be up in Memphis a couple of days. So,
Reminder, and they'll remind her a million times. But
oh, yeah,
my wife actually just about 2 years ago ended up getting glasses again, but they're just mostly for reading and stuff. But
yeah, she's gonna do mono vision, so one will be for far away and the other one will be for close up.
Her eyes, like one eye will be really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's what she wants to do. So
wow,
my aunt had that done too. Mm-hmm. She ended up eventually, I think she ended up going full blown on both eyes. I don't remember exactly, but
So that's save a whole $100 doing that way.
Wow.
So yeah, it's I'm listening there and like, you're doing what? Okay, whatever. I guess she had I didn't know it, but she'd had her contacts that way for a long time, so she's already used to it. So it's all right then.
Interesting.
And on LazyCast, we about done?
I'm done, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure we got over an hour. That's all I get. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I still got a pack yet and everything, so. Excellent. Figure out which comics I'm bringing with me.
Yes.
I might write some reviews of ones I read, too. Put them on the actually blog on my blog instead of just post links to these wonderful podcasts. So anyway,
oh, you know what, before we go, I read a great Crisis on Multiple Earths story.
Oh yeah, I want to get all those. I have one.
Which one, which story?
Yeah, it is Life with Archie.
Ah,
The Married Life. It was so good. They just had a 6-issue story. And multiple Archies, multiple Reggies. Oh, it was cool. It was so good. I was worried they were gonna like bring the series to a close or something by combining the Earths or getting rid of the weddings or whatever. But no.
Was there a big hand holding the cosmos?
There was not a big hand.
Okay, well, I just wanted
not a big hand, but lots of crazy machinery it was cool. It was very well done. Sweet. Very well done. We had evil Dilton Doily. We had good Dilton Doily. We had every Archie version there ever been.
Dilton Doily?
Yeah. Do I have to tell you who he is? He's like the Brainiac.
You don't have to, but I have a feeling you're going to.
He's like the Brainiac of the Archie crowd. He's like the smart kid.
Ah, seems like I've seen that character, yeah.
Yeah, he's buddies with the big, dumb
moose.
Yeah.
I know who Moose is, okay.
Well, Dilton's his little brainy friend, and he is...
Wow.
He is the one that found the multiverse.
Oh, he's the one who looks like Merryman from The Inferior Five. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Now, he hasn't aged well in Life with Archie. All the other characters get to look pretty hip and stuff. He gets to go bald and burly, and he has a horrible beard. And
oh, he's Savannah. Okay.
He kind of is. Imagine Savannah with, like, an afro. It's
Oh, that is disturbing. Is that where he keeps the little worm? Is it up in the afro?
He's got the
little Jufro going.
Okay. It's terrible, but okay. Once everything's been settled, he'll get a haircut or something.
Oh, wow.
Just for that, I might have to hunt up a copy.
You know what? It's good. It's good stuff.
Oh, okay. Lord.
It totally is.
That's awesome.
We need a comic exchange program with the three of us. Okay, I bring you.
No, that's not a bad idea.
Totally. Voice, but I don't want you to have to spend money on it. So here. Yeah. I don't know, Murray. You're gonna have to sell this one a little harder. You guys sold Walking Dead, but on this, I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna dig through. I'm gonna find out all the little plot points that will catch your interest because we got. I think I'm gonna have to reread, but I suspect. No, I was gonna say I thought Big Ethel was maybe pregnant, but no, she is not.
Oh Lord.
But Midge might be.
I thought you were going to say Big Ethel and Midge were the other.
Are you sure you're not talking about something on MTV or something? Like Teenage Mom or The Housewives of Riverdale?
I would totally watch that. Oh my gosh. I have had some nights where I haven't been able to sleep because I've had pottery shows and I've had.
That would do it.
I'm up late and I've had to be glazing and watching the stupid kiln and pricing stuff. Anyway,
yeah,
late
I night, hate when I can't sleep after the glazing. It just drives me crazy.
It's horrible. However, on the upside, I have been able to catch Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of. Is it Beverly Hills? There's so many of them. There's even a Canadian one of Vancouver.
Oh, get out. That's awesome.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, those people are mean. It is.
Oh, it's not even that they're mean. It's that they're dumb. Oh, but you know what? I can't stop watching.
Oh. It's like a train wreck, I know.
Marie, you need to get back to work.
That's only going to get in the way of all my all my extracurriculars. I have to find a way next year to get the grade eights doing writing assignments on the Real Housewives or something.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like fun.
Permission slips to their parents. Okay, I'm going to be having your kids watch trash TV. No, it's important that they do this.
Absolutely. Mm. Oh.
That's awesome. So,
yeah,
that really is.
It's so good. It's like I'm doing social work or something. Like I get to see how the other half lives, and I get to examine all their lifestyle choices. It's awesome.
At least you're not watching Jersey Shore. I mean, I will applaud you for that.
Well,
oh shit!
I tried episode or two, and really, it's not my thing.
Oh, I had a
shot though, and it just didn't make the cut.
Yeah, you do have a schlock level of tolerance. Okay.
Yeah, the cinematography is terrible on this show.
You know what? It's not great. It's not awesome.
All right.
Anyway, totally gotten off track here.
That's okay. We're wrapping up.
To reach us, you can visit. No.
Yeah, wrapping this up, if you want to tell us how you feel about this rambling podcast or any other podcast, just email us at podcast@tellsfromthelogbox.com or come join the ever-growing group of people on Facebook, up over 90s now, I believe.
Did we break 90? Wow.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we're up at 92. I don't know if these people that some got brought in actually know what a comic book is or ever read one, but they're in the group now, so it doesn't matter. Because you can check in, but you can't leave. our Facebook group, do a little search in the searchy box. You can find that. I'm not even going to see. Yes, you can comment on the actual episode on TalesFromTheLogBox.com. Might actually see some reviews on there if I can get some time to do that, because I have things to say.
Excellent.
So anyway, that's about it. We'll let you all go. I got to go pack and stuff and things.
Well, enjoy the rest of your week, guys. We'll start over the week and figure out
Yep.
If we can get a little focus next Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, I'm lacking focus for several days now. So.
All righty.
All right.
Surgery will make up for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. All right. So, that's it. Talk to you next week.